For FM Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 22nd Febufest, Prague's International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Ursula Antoniak, who is presenting her film Nude Area here at the festival. Thanks so much for joining us, first of all.
Hello.
Would you like to tell our listeners in your own words what the actual story of the film is?
It's about seduction, seduction in a pure form, so to speak. It's about, in the terms of a plot or what's going on in the film, it's about two 15-year-old girls. One is European, one is a Dutch girl living in the rich quarters of Amsterdam. Another one is an Arabic girl, Muslim, living in the poor quarters of Amsterdam, and the Dutch girl kind of falls in love, becomes fascinated by this pure, naive Moroccan girl wearing the headscarf, and starts to seduce her. Or actually, the big question in the film is like, who is seducing who, and what the seduction is.
Now, I was around, I was at the screening last night, and I was around for the Q&A, and you said something very interesting about the initial inspiration of the film, that it came from an image.
Yeah, it started from the image. I was, I saw an incredible image. I was in a women-only fitness centrum, in a place which you can call nude area. It's a place where there are showers and saunas, and I saw a group of women, all naked. Most of them were Europeans, white, and there were three Moroccan girls who were naked too, but they were wearing headscarves. And actually, what struck me then, the way how these two groups of women were dealing with their nudity. So the European women are all so-called liberated and very free and relaxed. They were actually not so relaxed. You could see that that they felt observed, that they were kind of awkward about their nudity. These three Moroccan girls, they were absolutely free. They were very common about nudity. And I was thinking, like, is it not like this, that these two cultures define shame in a different way, right? The Europeans don't know actually where the shame or is. Nudity something that brings us shame. It's something that we have to be ashamed about. While these Moroccan girls, probably because they are religion, according to their religion, the most erotic part of female bodies are their hair. So once their hair is covered, it's basically, there is nothing to be ashamed about. Yeah. So it was incredible. And I was like, when you think about the culture difference between a European and Arabic culture, that was basically a culture difference in one image.
Yeah, fascinating portrayal of actual cultural contrast. Not many films deal with cultural contrast in this sense. And of course, this is a really fascinating film to talk about, because you do, take a lot of brave choices, whether it's in style or in context. And I suppose a good place to start off would be the actual age of the girls. It's a delicate age, it's a frustrating age, and it's also an age where you start to awaken in, you know, your senses and your sexuality. How much does the age of the girls affect the overall film, in your opinion?
Because the movie is about seduction, and it's about seduction in a pure form, I thought, like, the best way to kind of translate this subject would be to take two 15-year-old girls, because this is the age where the girls, they have knowledge about sexuality, but they don't have this experience most of the time, and sex is something which is quite abstract for them. And because the film goes about seduction, but it also goes about erotic as opposed to sexuality, for me there are two different things. Sexuality is like capitalism. It goes about consumption, right? It's about consuming, right? While erotic, it's something like a game which has to go on and on. And I thought these two 15-year-old girls would be the best translators of this subject. But they were 15 years old, and one of them, for example, this one of them, this Arabic girl, Iman Haman, have made has made an incredible career as a model. She's now a supermodel. While shooting this film, she was 15, and the other girl, the Dutch girl, was also 15. And it's an incredible age, because also in the communication with them, I found that, okay, they have this special world, right, which I have no access to, and which almost feels like a secret, and it's not to me as a director to kind of find out what the secret is. I'd rather have them to keep their secret. But in terms of communication with them, it's incredible, because their intellectual level is enough to communicate quite an abstract ideas, but they are also like children, you know. So I had to like protect them from saying too much, or like to kind of break their world, right? I think it was Buñuel who said that the worst thing you can do, you know, is explain the mystery, you know, and it's like violating a child, basically. So I didn't want it to kind of enter their world or like manipulate them. But it was, for example, I can tell you a story which is very funny. I told one of them, this Arabic girl, I told that, okay, in this scene you have to have a kind of ecstatic face, and she asked me, like, what's ecstatic? And I thought, like, wow, how am I going to explain 15-year-old girl from the Arabic culture, right, a religious Arabic girl, what is ecstatic, you know? But so I explained her to, like, imagine that it's very hot weather and there is summer and there is something like 30 degree, and you like to have an ice cream, and you have to buy this ice cream, and it's this first moment, you know, you take this ice cream and it's so great. And she's like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. You talk about sexuality, it's something sexual, you know. So she kind of this is a very good example, actually, because they have this knowledge about something, but about sexuality, but you'd never know how much they know.
Yeah, they know the impulses, but they don't know the concept. But there's another very brave choice, which is the one to really use no dialogue, which doesn't mean that the film is silent. Actually, the sound is very important in the film, but it's also, there is no dialogue, so it's another way of perceiving and telling the story.
Yeah, I decided to build the whole story from kind of tableaus, from scenes that follow each other, but I decided to let it open for the audience to kind of interpret what they see. As we all know, once we are in love, the fantasy, our dreams, reality, our image of the person we love, it's basically all mixed together. So I thought, like, why not make this love discourse, because it's also what the movie is about. It's about a discourse of love, right? When we are in love, it's basically we're having a discourse with ourselves, right? Not with the other person we love, but with the person, with the imaginary person, actually, with our image of the person whom we love. So I thought, like, taking away all the dialogues would make the film more pronounced, more expressive. Film is not silent. I mean, in a sense, like, film doesn't use this aesthetics of the silent movie. It happens a lot of things, you know. All you can see is, like, you have to follow the looks, the gazes of the girls, their gestures, their body language. You know, it's a movie where body means a lot. You know, when part of the film takes place in a nude area, so these two girls who practically cannot touch each other, they are not allowed to touch each other. They watch each other naked, so it's a kind of a hot situation, you know, like a very erotic situation. These two girls kind of find each other.
Yeah, and you really play a lot with this kind of idea of what's real, what's not real.
Yeah, because I think, like, when you go to the cinema, it's like, especially when you want to see the film like Nude Area, it's a film like a trip. You have to, like, kind of
commit
yourself to it, not checking all the time, you know, is it reality, is it a dream, so just kind of submit yourself to what you're about to experience. Film is an experience, right? The best films, I think, they are not stories but experiences. You have to, like, they're almost like sensual experiences. So that's what I was trying, you know, to achieve with this film, to give the audience an experience of almost an erotic experience, you know. That's why taking away the dialogues, it's also taking away a certain kind of realism. The moment people start to talk, we think like, okay, that's like the everyday reality, right? I mean, the moment when you don't see that they talk, you are more keen into observing, like, how they look, what they do with their hands, what their body language is telling us, you know. That's basically what the cinema is. It's about, you know, it's like reading what it's reading what you see on the screen.
And in this way, I think I anyways connected with it in a more personal way and downright interacted with the film, with the action, by filling it in with things that were happening to me maybe when I was 15, but even now, you know, the way I perceive sexuality and the way I perceive desire and love and all of those things. So it's quite fascinating to see what you've brought to the screen, and thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.